What's up, everybody? Mr. Noble Episode of the D-Start Show. Hey, I want to apologize from last week. I was out in Vegas, and my internet connection wasn't the best. I kept going in and out. That's why we didn't have a show last week. So this week, we're going to bring you a great show. Get ready for it. What's going on, Nikiva?
What's going on, y'all? Another day, another dollar.
Hey, man, we got some great topics, man, for the show today, man. Hey, did you see that listening letter, man? I know we're not gonna spoil it until everybody get on here, but did you get the chance to read over it?
Yes, listener letter was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy though.
Super crazy. I'm like, wow.
Yo,
whole bunch of stuff going on
today. Yeah, that was crazy. What's going on with you, Kevin?
What's going on, y'all?
Not much, man. I was just explaining to the listeners last week. We didn't have a show due to my poor connection or Wi-Fi. I was out in the suburbs or Las Vegas last Wednesday. Had a great time, though.
So we ain't post that show?
I got to go back and see the quality of it. I know I was going in and out, so that's why we didn't post that one last week. So if I can fix the quality on it, we will post it later.
Yeah, that was a good show, though.
Yeah, good show, man. So we're gonna bring up some of them topics again tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, waiting for Jordan and Kiana to join tonight. Hey, you have anything that's going on in the news, Nikiva? What we wait on them?
So one thing that I have want to talk about that we were speaking about was how there was a I'm gonna just read y'all what it says so I don't mess it up, but it's pretty crazy. So a pilot high off shrooms tries to turn the engine off mid-flight and is charged with attempted murder of 83 passengers. So, according to Instagram, it says that the flight had been scheduled to travel from Everett, Washington to San Francisco with an off-duty pilot, Joseph Emerson, riding in the cockpit. Emerson had been flying to San Francisco to connect for a job that he had scheduled there to fly. A 737, officials say. But while the plane was at 35,000 feet, Emerson allegedly leapt for the controls and attempted to activate the fire extinguisher systems. He later told officers that he had taken psychedelic mushrooms for the first time. Now, this is just don't see stuff like that is what makes me paranoid to fly. And I'm flying out on Friday, and I did not need to read that.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. That motherfucker took shrooms. First off, I never took shrooms. Let me say that before what I say. I never took shrooms. But I know people that took shrooms, and I was in a room with people that took shrooms. You need 3 days to come down from shrooms.
3 days?
Yes.
How you know you need 3 days, Kev?
Because I just told you. I never did a shroom day in my life, but I was in the house with somebody, and when I tell you, he kept telling me his head was, he cut his own head off for 2 hours.
Huh?
Yes, he thought he had his head in his arm.
Oh my goodness!
Man, that's
well. My thing is, I'm just starting to get to the point where I feel like those who fly planes and stuff like that, they need to be drug tested before they get on a plane, just for safety. You got hundreds of people lives in your hand. You need to get tested because they could take.
Sure. So you say they need to be drug tested before they go out on any flight? Every time they go out?
Yeah. Every time they go out and have a 2 hour layover.
What?
What happened? Did she jump off?
She on. You know they in Indiana, bro. You know how Indy do it, baby.
Mm-hmm. All I heard was what?
At least 24 hours is what I'm saying.
The 24 hours?
At the least, right?
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you was talking this whole time, for a good 38 seconds, where should you say?
I didn't say anything because I seen my connection had dropped, so I figured not to say anything.
Oh, okay, good. Hey,
so I don't want to cut you off, Kev. My thing is, so you saying that if I'm on a job, since I fly planes, I gotta every 48 hours?
I think that that's not asking too much, because that's literally a job where, like, it's different from, like, you being a bus driver.
Excuse me. A football player.
Or something of that sort. But you're flying a plane. If you literally are coked up, like, have y'all ever seen the movie Denzel Washington Flight?
He had alcohol.
And coke. He was an alcoholic cokehead flight who did a good job, and he did great landings under pressure and didn't kill, you know. But it's like, once you get tested, you got that stuff in your system, you compromise. I just feel like, how are we ensuring that when we put our lives in these people's hands to fly us thousands and thousands of miles across the country, how do we know that they in the shape to fly? How do we know they got the proper sleep? How we know they ain't been up partying for 2 days? How we know they not off of mushrooms?
Yeah, you're right about that.
We don't know, but...
So but look though, you gotta, if you gonna hold the pilots to that standard, we gotta hold everybody in the world and under that standard, because people drive high under weed all the time.
But I think
driving, what about truck
driving? I think driving, you feel me? Is different.
It's not different, because you still got people, and you still can crash and kill thousands of people, hundreds of people.
But you can crash and kill thousands of people, but your thousands of people or hundreds of people, life is not solely dependent on you in that moment. When you're flying, there's like 100 passengers on the flight or more sometimes. Those lives are literally in your hand. When you're on the road, yes, you're a defensive driver, and you're trying to make sure that you being defensive for those around you, and you're driving well for those around you so you don't hurt yourself or others. But when you literally got that many people lives in your hand, I think it should be some type of standard, because that's becoming it's not as common as I'm trying to say it is, but it's becoming a story every once in a while that these pilots be on something.
But I think if we do that for pilots, we need to do that for bus drivers, cab drivers.
That's just how I feel.
Uber Eats drivers.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? You say the Uber Eats drivers. Like, let me tell you about this funny ass video.
The Uber Eats driver, how he made my food. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
y'all. Let me tell you this shit. It was on TikTok. A bitch was an Uber Eats driver. The motherfucker had a manager, the guy. This bitch had on a wig, a blue jean coat, and a skirt with one heel and one gym shoe on, and knocked on the person's door and was nodding off, trying to give me.
But you stupid.
He said, take that shit back with you.
Hey, Cal, you silly boy.
Y'all something else.
I'm done talking for the rest of the night. Go ahead, y'all.
Well, you stupid, bro.
Hey, but I think you can't really hold everybody to the same standard. That's okay, just me, because certain jobs is way more riskier than other jobs.
Yes, Jordan, that's what I'm saying. That's dangerous.
Like, driving high is one thing, bro. Like, that's reckless, bro. Think about, bro, you ain't even responsible for just the passengers on the plane. Like, imagine if that bit, you know what I'm saying? They say the pilot shut off the engine. Imagine if that bit would have fell out of the sky. Now you got to worry about all the people on the ground, too. You feel me? Because if it's my house, I'm upset. big crash the plane into the mall, you're gonna be mad that you went to cop the new day. Really, like, it's more than just the people in the sky. Come on now, you on your way to work, how about the plane and crashed on the highway?
Yeah, hey, you were 275, the plane don't crash.
Man. Hey, look at your boss man tell you, like, hey, boy, you on thin ice, this is your last time. And you be like, boy, he ain't never going to believe this one.
Hell no, you trying to explain this shit to your boss. Hey, man, the plane crashed on 275 today, now.
Hey, just send him a picture, man. Just send him a picture, but that's all you can do.
Boy, look good.
Yeah. But yeah, the standards, the standards definitely gotta be higher to me, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, if you're doing a job that don't require much attention or much, you know, much thought, you know, if you a cashier Winn-Dixie, I'm not finna trip on you because you high on the job,
right?
Unless you give me the wrong change back, then I'm on your heels. You feel me?
Hey, it's quite how the chain go. If it's too much, hey, I may fuck with you again.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But you know, if you got a serious job, bro, if you an airline pilot, I want you to be as sober as possible. Cause what you mean? Don't let me get wind that I done found out you in the cockpit off of 14 beers, 2 margaritas, some shrooms, a joint, and a little bit of coke. Cause what? Ain't no way, bro.
What are you doing, boss? What are you doing?
I feel like you need to be safe. It needs to be some type of way to test the, like, have they had the accurate amount of sleep? Like, I don't know. It's just, that's scary to me.
Man, come on, man. Exactly.
What are you doing?
Y'all seen Flight with Denzel in that bit cutting up. Yo, he landed the plane. Him. But what if he didn't land the plane?
Down goes the plane.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That could have been totally different.
Yeah, nah, I'm winning the key on that one, but ain't no way, but.
See, hey. Sometimes you feel like a flight.
I'm so fucking hot.
Sometimes you don't.
Hey, man, what else we got?
Hey, man, hey, that story right there. The moral of that story, that don't take no what is mushrooms? What you
don't take mushrooms?
Moral of the story, don't fly on shrooms.
Hey, who that pilot worked for? Was it Frontier?
Moral of the story, when the captain starts slurring their voice on the intercom, well, we got a problem.
Hey, yeah. When the light is on.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine your captain say, yeah, if you look on the right side of the plane, you'll see a giraffe. What? What did I been saying?
You that close to the group?
Yeah, but ain't no way, but nah, ain't no way.
No way, dog.
Hey, guys, let's move on, man.
Yeah, let's move on, man.
Last week we was talking about Will and Jada, man.
Man,
I know we tired of it, man, but hey, boy, come on, man. This cat right here is straight. Now, when you say simp, can Will be defined as a simp?
You know what? I kind of feel a little bad for Will, bro. Like, I think he has been simping in his pimping. But I kind of feel bad for him because how do you, and this is what I told Nikiva, and we was going back and forth about this on the meeting. I get that, you know, Jada telling her truth and all of this about how she feel. But at what point do you keep your marriage inside your marriage? You feel me? Like, at what point do you stop letting, like, the whole world know what's going on in your marriage? Like, that's wicked to me, bro. And I was watching a video earlier about Tyrese's wife, and she said, yeah, I had a lot of external influences that was telling me,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. That was telling her to kind of get divorced from her husband, and now she in a predicament, well, you know, we could have worked it out type of deal. But that's just crazy to me because it's like you gonna let other people decide if you gonna be married. Like, what?
Shit, that idea is out here.
But that don't make no sense, boy.
Stuff in these streets, bro.
And a lot of women's case what be happening is they be listening to their friends that either don't got no man or they man and did worse and they can stay with them anyway.
Nah, man, they be listening to their bald headed friends. Don't put the bald head in the park. They bald headed hoe friends, bro.
Bald head scared him wet.
That old ass song, B.
Hey, I'm saying it's defined.
Yeah. But you know, need the older one on the car.
Hey, you feel me? He's talking about you know, nowadays they be like bald head, whole shit, bald head, whole shit. You talking about some bald head scallywag.
Hey, so you don't remember the disclosure you signed?
What? You trying to be funny.
Hey, HR, we'll be talking to you after the show, but sir.
But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? To let somebody influence how your life gonna go based upon you know, what they think about your situation is crazy to me. Because, bro, a lot of people really be miserable, bro. Like, downright miserable. You know what I'm saying? From your homegirls telling you your man ain't no good, then trying to get with him, to some of your partners telling you that your shorty ain't good and then trying to get with her. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Now, your partner be telling you to go cheat, and then they go cheat, and whole time your partner's telling your girl, man, you too good for him, dog. Man, you too good. You need to be with somebody that really could take care of you.
What? He just trying to clap.
Oh, God.
It's the same thing, though. You're not... dudes be listening to their friends telling them, influencing them to go cheat. And women be listening to their friends influencing them to leave their man.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to correct that. Ain't no man finna to influence me to cheat. At the end of the day, you do that on your own.
I said influence you.
I'm saying, how can they do that? Hey, clear that up for me.
The same way that we talk about celebrities have influence on children, and they, you know, the people we around, what they do sometimes, as Jordan has said, when it comes to celebrities, starts to paint a picture of what you would do, or what you know, you are sometimes what you around. So if you go around your guys and they, y'all going to the, just for example, y'all going to the strip club, and he like, man, bro, go ahead, get your, you know, whoop the whoop sucked in the back. Like, go ahead, like, man, stop being a punk, stop being a pussy, whatever like that. That even if you don't do it, that's still influence around you. And at some point, when you keep hanging around people that's telling you that every time, it might come a point, I ain't saying you, D, but it might come a point to, like, where a nigga go ahead and do that.
Look. And I'm only finna advocate for the kid because Kenyatta not here. I understand, like, partially what you saying. I give you that because sometimes dudes be on that type of time. But I honestly think shorties is way more influenced by their friends. And I tell you why, because, like, the whole... I ain't never seen a bunch of dudes get together and say, yo, we finna take a bros trip type of deal. But I always see some shorties getting together talking about taking a girls trip. And maybe I could be biased, but it was a post on the internet that said, like, yo, if you coming out with us on a girls trip and you not about that type of time, then don't even come out with us. I'm like, yo, like, who shorty is this? You feel me? Like she's on demon time when she out of town, whether she got a man, don't got a man, whatever the case may be. And I think that the shorties is a lot more influential just because because you see your friends do some shit, like you don't wanna be excluded. Plus, if everybody else cheating on their significant other,
giving women less, like, why you kind of like playing down? Men can feel the same way. Don't nobody want to be.
No, a man ain't finna do that, Nikki.
Well, I'm just speaking to, like, you know what I'm saying. What you say? I'm not saying that men don't do it. I just think that shorties is way more influence type of deal. And I put it to you like this. Just looking, I shared a post on Facebook that, you know what I'm saying, that probably triggered a lot of people. But it was like the media, the influence, and this, that, and the third. I think by the media, shortage is way more influence than dudes' influence. That's why I'm making that point. That's why I'm, you know, kind of standing on that part of that.
So, Jordan, you think guys actually be sitting in huddles saying, hey, dude, go do... Come on, I don't see dudes... Actually,
most dudes don't got that many friends, D. I ain't gonna lie to you. most dudes travel alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't be with a gang of other dudes. Like I said, bro, it's rare that I seen like
something else. But you know why don't keep a lot of dudes don't have a lot of friends? Because they got that disease, man.
No. But you stupid.
It's not though. You know what I'm saying? A dude with a trend alone by and be with a dude that come more than goddamn diarrhea. Got diarrhea at the mall.
I mean,
I'm talking about nothing about no trips. I'm talking about influence. Y'all don't want to talk about some
real. Well, I mean, like group activities. I don't really see a gang of dudes doing group activities. You know why? Because a lot of dudes would be called suspect by a lot of women. Like, we in this.
Each other all the time. I'm not saying, like, stand up, 9 to 5, work. You know, I mean, just dudes in general from ages, let's say 20 to 26 or whatever, or 27. Dudes hang around each other all the time. Dudes go to the gym. Dudes hang around each other to smoke. Dudes go to the bar. Dudes go to the strip club if it's somebody's birthday. I'm not saying how much they hang around each other. I'm saying the influence.
I understand completely. No, I understand completely. You saying like the influence, but like Calvin and D saying, and I wish Kenyatta was on. I don't know where she at, but like Calvin and D saying, I mean, I don't really hang around a gang of dudes that would encourage me to, you know what I'm saying, be unfaithful, number one. But number two, I just believe that shorties is more influence type of deal. Like that, like I think women get peer pressure more than dudes. Like, that's just my opinion.
It sounds like you're saying that women are less strong-minded, and that's not true.
I tell you what, who you think spend more money, men or women?
Spend more money?
Yeah.
Shit. Right now. Oh.
And I tell you why, like, so let's say, for example, Fashion Nova got a sale and everything 50% off. You know what I'm saying? Boom, shorty's gonna flock to Fashion Nova.
And they men gonna spend it.
So what you're saying is they using their man money, but I'm saying, like, most of the financial decisions, most of the spending power in household is shorties. And whether it's necessary spending or unnecessary spending, that's that influence.
Y'all try to make every reference you can to prove a point. We were talking about partying, cheating. I don't know how we got the household of financials. I'm talking about the influence when it comes to relationships. I'm standing on top. I don't know about y'all.
So, like I said, influence when it comes to relationships, I still think shorty's more likely to get influenced because just let's face it, bro. I think shorties probably cheat better than dudes. You know what I'm saying? You said what?
If we do it better already, why we need to be influenced?
Because y'all may not want to cheat, but y'all may see all y'all homegirls cheating. Like, well, if they doing it, then I could do it too.
So you saying black men don't
cheat? I never said black men don't cheat, bro. I never said that. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't that a man don't cheat. A cheater, and me and him can chill to play ball and go out, you know, chill out to a bar. But they don't make me go out and do the same thing he do. But what Jordan is saying though, if a female is out with another female and she getting all these dudes and getting all this attention, she gonna participate.
Oh, y'all full of shit.
She gonna participate.
Hey, that's funny.
Crazy. I'm here for real. I'm so mad. I'm the only girl on here today.
No, you ain't.
Hey, you gotta start holding Kenyatta feet to the fire. I don't know where she at, but
Kenyatta, where you at?
Yeah, pull up fast, cause Nakiva needs your help.
Nah,
hey, it'd be funny if Kenyatta actually agreed with us too, but
nah, they gonna
that'd be the crazy part.
They gonna be listening to let us talk about Nakiva. Ate y'all up by herself, cause y'all talking crazy, getting all off topic.
Hey, well, somebody need to write in on this one, bro. Let us know if we wrong, or we right.
Let us know if we wrong, or right on them.
Yeah, for real. I know we was talking about that homeless tax San Francisco? Is it San Francisco?
I think San
Francisco. So, basically, what's going on with that, Nakiva? I know you was digging into it a little bit more.
So basically, what they're trying to say is that in San Francisco, instead of putting properties on the market for rent, people are buying these family units, taking them apart, or reselling them for more than what they're worth, and it's causing a high rate of homelessness because they're putting out long-term tenants just to keep on reselling buildings to make a profit instead of bringing, you know, tenants in these multifamily units and letting them actually live. So what San Francisco is proposing, that they make like an act or a bill or whatever, don't get my legal terms together, but some type of, you know, policy where they're going to make people who are purchasing these family units put them up for rent, because there's people that need housing and can't get it because people are taking family unit homes and just turning them into a different type of property or selling them. And it's creating a homeless population. But my stance was, if the people don't have the money, because it's expensive to live in San Francisco, that's not going to correct the homeless situation.
Right. It ain't going to correct you. Because if you ain't got the money to live in San Francisco, you ain't got the money to live in Gary or Chicago. Or Cincinnati, crazy. Or New York.
You can't live in Gary. That's out of, but you out of pocket.
Hey, you gotta live in Gary. It's getting out of coast, so you get to the water now.
Oh well, yeah, not that part of Gary. I'm talking about my part of Gary.
They overcharging out there. These, I think, what it is, our landlords is becoming greedy, and just like we, you know, are facing inflation. I get it. So are like, you know, property owners and stuff like that, they're trying to make sure they make their profit. But, like, let's be for real here. You know, behind every gritty landlord is like a desperate tenant until you can't take it no more. You got somebody...
I'm not going to sit the land.
Huh?
I kind of disagree to saying the landlord's getting greedy, because I'm a homeowner, and at some point, taxes goes up. Yep. Property tax goes up, so I'm gonna have to... But my property tax go up, I don't have to go up on the rent. I can't charge you $900 and my property tax don't went up another $300. So now I'm in the hole. So why am I renting my property to you at the same price? But, and I'm not going to do it for you.
Go ahead, D. Sorry.
I just don't see how I will make a come up on renting my property to you if I don't go up on the rent, or I don't go up with time. You know what I'm saying? It's inflation. I'm saying, I was out in Las Vegas last week. Gas is $5 a gallon. I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? $5 a gallon for gas. That's unleaded. Imagine if you got a premium car that use plugs or premium. Mm-hmm. Now you're looking at $6-$7 a gallon. You know what I'm saying? So my thing, like with the San Francisco tax thing, I feel like it ain't going to help the homeless piece. Because my thing is, if you can't live out there, don't move out there.
You missed the part about me saying that long-term tenants are being put out when these properties are being bought. So now they're being put out their home because the property been sold to somebody else and they've been living there a long time. And if their economy there is already low on you know, places to move, it's causing homelessness. But then
one thing is, If I bought a property and I got different plans to do with that property versus what the other tenant had plans with, of course people won't have to move out. But I'm saying, how is that gonna call it homeless? Because if you were staying in San Francisco and you was paying the other tenant rent,
causing homelessness if that's happening by a big percent of the people that's buying the properties. If over 50, 60, 70% of the people that's buying the properties, that's what they're saying. A lot of people, majority of people that's buying these properties, that's their game plan. They're putting the people out and they're just reselling the building or doing something else with it. So majority of people are buying these family units and not using them as family units. It's not enough space for the influx of people that they have. So to me, it sounds like they overpopulated.
So if I buy a property, I basically got to go back and I'm saying now I don't have control to do what I want to do with the property that I bought.
I'm not saying that it's the nobody's fault. I'm just saying that's what it is. That's what's going on.
And my thing is, don't get me wrong, because I'm saying some people want paycheck from being homeless. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can be homeless. It can happen to anybody at any given time. But I do feel like some homeless people put themselves in that situation. I really do feel like people put themselves in that situation because it's no way you should be, when it comes to family, you know what I'm saying? If you get to a situation where you can't take care of yourself, you mean to tell me you ain't got no family that can help you out? First of all, every grown man should be able to take care of himself. Most people sitting outside on the corner, they can get a McDonald's job. You got to help yourself sometime before you expect others to help you. And don't get me wrong, hey, look, living in San Francisco with a $20
McDonald's job. When you get that McDonald's job, how long is it going to take for you to save and get off the street?
You know what? It may not get me an apartment, but it'll get me a hotel.
And you know what? Oh, go ahead, D. Man, my bad.
I'm just saying it may not get me an apartment. You're right. I may not make enough money to get me an apartment, but it get me enough money to get my hotel if I can watch my tip. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing. You know, sometimes people got to help themselves.
But it didn't even speak to saying that it was homelessness because of money issues. Though it said it was homelessness because there's nowhere. Basically, there's not enough houses for all the people. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough.
You know what's crazy?
Go ahead, Joe.
Man, I truly believe the fact that since our parents wasn't really prepared for this, then we couldn't have really been prepared for this, because the only way to win at this game, it's only two ways to win at this game. Either make more money, or you should have bought a house back in like 2017. You feel me? If I would have had my finance together back in 2017, 2016, I'd have bought a crib then. I'd be sitting on what'll maybe be a $400,000 property today.
Right.
But because our parents probably didn't understand finances and economy and inflation and real estate, we don't understand those things. Like, those things not taught. Like, just how we talk about how taxes not taught in school. You know what I'm saying? General economy, you know what I'm saying? It's not taught in school. People don't understand that they have to invest in things over time. Because think about it now. So think about it right now. We at the point where cribs was costing, let's say, $150,000. Now them same cribs is costing $300,000. So if they're costing $300,000 in 2023, just wait till 2025 hit or 2027 hit. And them same $300,000 cribs is worth $700,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like at some point, it's going to
I'm sorry, Jordan.
No, at some point, it's going to become unattainable. And what's happening is, so let's say D want to sell his house. You know what I'm saying? Let's say D want to sell his house for $500,000. And I come in and make an offer for $505,000. Like, I give it to you. You know what I'm saying? We can make a deal right now. But then this private equity firm or this company come along and say, D, boy, you know what? We'll give you $650,000 right now. D going to be like, Jordan, out of hell with your $505,000. I'm going to go take these people off for $650,000. And as a company buying that property, they not going to come up off of it. They going to rent it out, Airbnb it out, have tenants and everything, versus me trying to, like, put a family in it and live as a single family property. That's what it is.
And that goes back to just the fact that I can't attest to, like, other races, but, like, Black people, our years of being behind the curve, it seemed like we just now, in the last few years, starting to catch up with, you know, the importance of credit and how to use our money right. And we got the tools and the knowledge and the platforms like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok that's letting people have, you know, the power to spread all this knowledge and stuff. It's like, even now, we still behind the curve. We're getting where we need to be. And when you say stuff like, you know, in the next 2 years, you know, it'll be $700,000. Like, that's true. And it's just kind of fucked up to know, even now, getting on track, we still behind the curve to catch up for that.
Yeah. But I don't think what they proposing is going to solve the homeless problem. Because you got to think about it, bro. If people homeless right now, and they ain't got no money type of deal, then they ain't got no money to even put together, you know what I'm saying, to even continue probably paying for no housing. The issue that is facing our country and probably around the world is that wages have not begin to keep up with inflation or with the economy.
Right.
So if you was making, you know, $15 an hour 2 years ago, and that was okay, you was barely making it then, and now you're making $20 an hour, and you still barely making it, but it's not going to matter how much money you made the change over time if it's not keeping up with the, I forgot what they called it, the adjusted gross something. I forgot what they called it. I'm going to look it up and say it on the next show. But if you're not keeping up with that, but if you're not making at least, you know, a little bit more than the bare minimum to get ahead, it's cooked. It's over with. And then on top of that, multiply that by if you got a family, it's over with. On top of that, if you got debt, it's over with.
It's over with.
It's over with.
It's just real fucked up. So I feel for people because, you know, we can all say like what people can do and will do, but we are one life circumstance or one decision away from being in somebody else's shoes. Like, you know, I feel for people, and like the people that I work with at work, a lot of the work that I do is about giving people resources along with, you know, giving them, you know, stuff for their healthcare. To give them resources. And it's also, when you think about it, the worst place to be in America is middle class, because there's nothing for you. At least if you're broke. And I don't know about other cities, but like in Indiana, there's so many programs for the chronically homeless. And so many programs for like the disabled, for those who get SSI checks, for those who have a mental disability. If you are literally like 19, your mama put you out, you broke. It's I can literally probably get you in housing in like a few days, fully furnished. You don't gotta pay no rent. You know what I'm saying? Long as we got your information together, type of deal. So even making money, it's like you still living behind the curve. They either want you to be dead broke and poor, or you gotta be super rich to keep up.
Yeah, I get it. I'm saying I get it, but we gotta change, man. As a culture, not just our culture, all cultures. You know what I'm saying? We gotta. A lot of kids, especially in our culture, and that's the reason we keep going on the same cycle over and over. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to how our kids are raised and how we living now, but 9 times out of 10, you can stop that cycle because you was raised up in the project. That don't mean your kids got to be raised up in the project. You should want to do better. You know what I'm saying? Every parent should want to do better for their kids.
Right.
And the thing is, we just accepting it right now. Okay, we run down there. Oh, girl, they're giving away XYZ. My thing is, they call it government, but they should call it taxpayers. Because, and that's the reason I get upset about some things when they say add all these elder taxes and stuff. Because I go to work, and now you're saying add another tax on my dollar for me bringing home to take care of my kids. Now, it's okay for the disabled vets and people that can't work, that can't physically go out and work. I don't mind taking care of people like that. But it's people that, man, sitting on the side of the road, healthier than I am. You can go fill out an application and get a job. But the government come up with all these plans right now about how to take my money. Well, you know what I'm saying? How you going to take my money?
Let him talk.
But I'm just saying the government coming up. They coming up with all these plans on how can you take my money? Now my check is getting shorter and shorter and shorter because the person want to lay up and have kids, and now you want to say, okay, hey, look, we're gonna start this WIC program. We're gonna start this food stamp program. Hey, that ain't a government program. That's a taxpayer program. All of this is a taxpayer program. Every program that you think you're going to get something free, that's coming out of another family's mouth. Another person got to pay taxes for this person to live and be comfortable because you choose not to go out and get you a job and take care of your family.
It's not always. Shut up, Calvin. It's not always because you. It's not always a choice, and I get it. It's a lot of people that just do that shit. Off the government, they're just strictly like looking for a handout. And I'm not really speaking about that population of people, but when I say like we are one choice or one circumstance away from, you know, certain things. We all got the same 24 hours, and I understand it. But some of us are literally born behind the curve. We're born into fucked up choices. We're born into messed up situations. We're born into not even having the same choices as other people. Like everybody say, well, you could have chose to do this. Some people don't have the same choices because of like their upbringing. Now, that's one thing. Now, a second thing, circumstances sometimes cause for people to fall on hard times. And I get it. I'm a taxpayer too. Like, but I've also been on WIC before. I've also been on food stamps before. And it wasn't because I wasn't going to work. It wasn't because I wasn't applying myself. I was just doing the best that I can. So it's not supposed to be a thing that you live on forever. It's supposed to be a thing to help us get a foot up. But what I was saying when I had brought up, like, the people that are homeless get more benefits, I was actually saying that that is kind of like a messed up thing. Because, like, for me, being middle class, I don't get any assistance. I'm not able to get any food stamps, but I need it. I wish I had it. I'm not able to get, like, rental assistance, but I need it. I wish I had it. I don't make enough to do everything that I honestly need to do, but I'm not, like, dirt, you know, scrap, you know, poor to where I can't do everything I need to do. So, I don't know. I'm both on the fence. I get it that it's taking money out your pocket, but the whole point is of welfare or government assistance or taxpayer, you know, assistance is to get to be a stepping stone. Some people abuse it, though. It's supposed to be a stepping stone.
That's why I feel like it should be 24-month periods. You need to, in 24 months, you got to have your shit together.
Which is why they make people reapply. But I mean, if you still have the same circumstances or you lack or you purposely don't try to do nothing, then
then you homeless. Because my thing is just like, we got something called the Fair Apartments. I see the motherfucker post on Facebook talking about some. I love where I stay. Yo, rent $2. And you still broke.
Hey, bro, I need that type filthy. Of time.
It's filthy there. It ain't like y'all clean up outside of y'all where y'all stay. It's disgusting. Dirty Pampers, couches that's been out there for maybe 2-3 years, trash overflow, babies running down the street with snot running down their nose, shirt rolled up, filthy. And talk about some, they happy where they live. How the fuck can you be happy with that? And still broke.
It'd be a lot of people just happy to have a roof over their head.
That's what I'm getting at.
Listen to me, though. It's bread or anything. This dude just came to my job and handed us his paper. He said, bro, I pick up dog shit. If you don't feel like picking up your dog shit in your yard, I'm going to pick it up. This man said he making $200K a year just picking up dog shit. It's lots of ways to get money. You just find what you good at. Find some, or not even what you good at. Find something that somebody need and just make a business out of that shit. 200K to pick up dog shit. That's the bitch signed me up.
I'm just saying.
Signed me up.
Sometimes the children, the family ratio is what puts people out of proportion. If you could be making $30, $40 an hour, but if you got 5 kids, 6 kids, is that in your rent is such and such money, you know, is that really equaling out to, you know, having a good life? I just think that we gotta be a little careful. You know, I get it though, because I'm a taxpayer too, but I've never really honestly thought about, like, man, every time they do these government programs, I have to pay more taxes. Because if something ever happened to you, or if life circumstances happen to somebody around you, where I think that's good that those programs are around, just because it's people that really need them, regardless of the people who fuck them over, regardless of the people who, you know, misuse, that's gonna be their karma, they bad judgment. But the stuff is needed, especially with the way families are going these days. Women get divorced, men get divorced, men left with women left with their kids, and you might need to be on some type of assistance, or the situation just might not have worked out for you. Whatever the situation is, kids get put out their home. A lot of kids, or even teenagers, whatever kids, they tell their parents that they gay, they getting put out their home at 18 or whatever because they want to be gay. Now these people don't have nowhere to live. So it's more than just people not having the money. Some people really don't have a leg up in life, and they have to start somewhere.
But when you gonna start it?
with somebody helping you. Ain't nothing wrong with helping folks to get them.
I ain't saying that, but sometimes you ain't gonna be able to get that help. So what are you gonna do? Time is gonna keep moving.
You don't have the knowledge, you don't have the education, your family not educated, and so what, like, don't, that's the same thing as saying, if you don't have the knowledge, don't go seek the knowledge, just figure it out. You gotta get, you're right.
Okay, so the biggest problem is this. Stop having these kids or you can't take care of them. And we have solved that problem.
Now y'all making it really only about women. Because you're saying
that. No, it ain't about women. It's not about women. Men and women.
It's about both.
What I'm saying is don't keep having kids if you can't support them. Men or women.
They're not meant to be taken care of by yourself. So if circumstances has it where you put in a different predicament that you thought life was going to grant you, it's nice to have some help.
You're not understanding where I'm saying, where I'm coming from.
Y'all think about one population of people, and I don't like the way it sounds because it seems like
I'm thinking about men and women. If you can't take care of a kid, why keep having them?
Why make a kid now? Okay, put it like this: why make a kid if you can't take care of the kid?
Who said? I keep telling y'all who said that these people can't take care of their kids? Circumstances.
They own government assistance. They can't take care of them. You can't take care of them because you own government assistance. You need help taking care of them. If you own government assistance, you can't afford your.
But that's not saying that people brought them in the world this way. Is what I'm saying.
But my thing is, it's people that
get. You understand that? You think people got the same amount of kids? I'm not trying to attack you. I'm just telling you, if y'all stop having sex and having all these kids without thinking, like, hey, I need to save my money for a kid. They just need to stop doing that.
They got to look, but I'm saying you can save all your money in the world in one situation, whether it got something to do with man, woman having sex, whether it got something to do with your life, whether you broke your leg, whether you made a mistake at work and somebody sued you and drained your bank account. What do those people do then?
That's different.
No, but that's unable. Y'all being biased to one type of situation, which is people that's just laying up having kids, or men or women that just want to drain the system. It's more people that need it other than the population of people y'all talking about.
But that will solve the issue.
No, it wouldn't. If it's other people that need it, how does that solve the issue?
We'll have more benefits to give when that happens.
Bingo.
I think what they're saying, Nakiva, is that out of 100 people, 100% of people using welfare or government assistance benefits, maybe only 40% or 50% of them actually need.
I already said that. I understand that. I'm just saying y'all keep equating it back to people that only live a certain type of way. I understand we'll have more benefits to give if the people who was just using it to use it wouldn't be doing that. But we can't determine who is and who's not. So I don't think cutting it off or not having it is the answer, because then you take away from the people that actually do need it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I don't agree with, like, you know, doing away with it in total. But it should be probably more a scrupulous process for that to happen.
Have y'all ever been on welfare before?
No.
I never personally been on it myself. But I'm saying, I have pain.
So it's real hard. I've never been there to speak.
No. I'm gonna put you on game. I haven't never personally been on there by myself. But when I was younger, my mom did use them sources. But we got out. We made ourselves. She made sure she was better. She got herself what she didn't have to use.
That's what you're supposed to do.
We got people that's on it. And okay, you got one child. You own it, and then now you go out there and have. Do the same thing over again 5 or 6 times. They getting $1,000 worth of food stamps.
And then on top of
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
on top of that, you know, once they hit 16, their food stamps cut off, so they go have another baby.
Just you stupid.
No, I'm dead serious because I've seen this shit happen all the time. And I know a few people. I'm not going to put them out there. But I know that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not disagreeing with y'all. I'm not saying it don't happen. I'm just saying... Let's not like complain about resources that we may one day need, because everybody not just using it just to use it. Some people actually need them for circumstances. But if we can
and like you said, go ahead. I agree with you said. I'm saying in some cases, a lot of us one step from being in the same situation somebody else is in. But when you get in that situation, what's going to help you get out of that situation?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What you going to do to get out of that situation? Because you're right, Nikiva. Some of us are one step, one paycheck from being in that situation.
But guess what? Women got true. More resources than men.
The same that's resources. I see what both of y'all are saying. But it's either the man got the same resource. Is it easier for a man? We got the same resources. We can use the same resources, but it's easier for a woman to get access to the resources.
Faster than a man. Oh, he's a man. He's supposed to be on this shit. The women, come on, baby. You got two kids. The man got two kids too. The fuck?
I gotta get off the show.
Hey, yo, boy, moving on. What's the next topic, y'all?
Hey, man, the next topic we will talk about, and we kind of just touched on this too. I know Kenyatta had dropped a note in the chat about women contributing to the economy. I'm gonna read what the article she wrote. Just give me a sec so I can get to it, because I did have something to say about that too. And me and Nikiva was kind of touching on it last week during the meeting. And then after this, I want to go into the listener letter we got. Kenyatta dropped this note in the chat. I don't know. It don't say where she sourced it from. It's just like a copy and paste type of deal. It says, fun fact, it's an opportune moment to channel labor activism towards the most educated demographic within the U.S. labor force. Women between 1970 and 2016, the surge in female labor force participation contributed $2 trillion to the U.S. economy. So, there we have it. They say between 1970 and 2016, women entering into the labor force contributed $2 trillion to the U.S. economy.
And when you say contributed, were they for like work or?
Fashion Nova, Sheen, Margaritas, Girls Trip. No, I'm just playing.
I'll wait for 1 second, y'all cutting up.
So Nikiva, I read the post that Kenyatta put in the group chat, and it was talking about how women contributed $2 trillion to the U.S.
economy. I heard you.
Oh, okay. So I mean, me personally, I think that it probably do hold some weight. I think it definitely holds some weight, but I think that looking at it at a overall spectrum, it probably benefited the economy, but what I would really like to know if it benefited the family structure type of deal. Like, if it actually benefited
women, no credit, huh?
I mean, listen, bro.
What do this got to do with family structure? It said we benefited the economy. That ain't what the question was.
I mean, but hear me out, bro. Who's benefiting from said economy though?
I mean, if they say the economy benefits, that means more money is putting to be able to circulate, to be able to be made, right? Ain't that what that means?
Yeah, I hear that. But what I'm saying to you is, so normally contributing to the economy equates spending more to me. So if it's
that's
just saying
more women bossing up, that's because we got more businesses, more degrees, more money right now.
I mean, I hear you completely, but because women are doing these things, I think that it's kind of causing a divide in relationships. And that divide in relationships is kind of making it it's kind of where we draw up this thing where it's always men versus women, women versus men type of deal like that. And you're right, Nikiva, a lot of women have bossed up, became boss chicks with the mentality like, oh nah, I'm gonna focus on my career first and then, you know, I may be worried about a family or something later.
You finna make my worries, yeah. Go ahead.
But I think part of that is like, yo, if like a shorty want to focus on her career first, which again, every right to a shorty to be able to do that. But I think it kind of tears down like, you know, good chances to having a family at some point in time.
So, I feel, which we talked about the other day, I feel two ways about this. So, I get what you're saying, but then my question to you would be, if the one, then who? If we both not playing our part? If the roles are just unequal on both sides, because there's a lot more men who are not playing their role, you know, as family men and as sole providers that make it easier and take load off of women to be able to do these things. If not the woman, then who?
So, I tell you what, bro. I think nowadays in this world, and I put a comment to the post that I had on Facebook. Nowadays, we kind of driven to be against each other.
That's true.
And I say it like this. Men don't necessarily want to support a woman because a lot of women out here are not worth supporting.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And I don't mean it as like a slight or a shade or nothing like that. But if you look at the average shorty, the average shorty, realistically, if a dude do got his shit together, because it's a lot of dudes who kind of do got their shit together. There's a lot of dudes who don't, but I will argue it's probably more dudes who got their shit together than not. If you look at the average shorty, bro, like, I don't understand how you could build a relationship with...
It just baffles me how every time it becomes like a woman-man thing. It's like, most of the shorties don't. Most of the men do. If we could say the same thing, if men were more of the men, like the women that you require, it would be an equal balance. But obviously, we are balanced somewhere. So we.
But I mean, look at some of the requirements from the shorties, though. Look at some of the requirements.
Now I get that, and we talked about that. I definitely understand that. I do feel like women are starting to require more because they're acquiring more on their own.
So, but I mean,
the bar and the standard raises a little bit. Like, you made a comment the other day, like, shorties could live a semi-decent life if they get them a husband and they be more about family. And it's like, okay, but for a lot of women, living a semi-decent life ain't what they want to do. Why do I want to live a semi-decent life just to have somebody next? I'm not talking about family or being in love, but just for the sake of having somebody, why do I want to live a semi-decent life? Why not find somebody who wants to live an above average life, if that's what you desire to do? Live an above average life like me, and we both come to a common value, understanding, or whatever.
But how many people do you think is actually above average?
A lot now. Do you see the influx of millionaires there is, especially young millionaires? Especially
okay, but
black millionaires or thousands, okay, or, you know.
But hear me out. Just like reasoning through this, the point that you're making. Living a decent life doesn't necessarily mean that you got the latest luxury car every year, or you're able to go out and buy whatever you want, or you're able to go out and do all the things you want and have all the things that you want. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can describe it differently, but living a half decent life or a decent life for most people, like we was talking about earlier, is having clothes on your back, mm-hmm, having a roof over your head, having the ability to take care of your children per se, having the ability to have a decent meal every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those type of things. Those type of things are kind of like, now, no, well, I don't want to just eat regular. I want to eat steaks every day, or I want to eat at Steak 48, you know what I'm saying, every weekend, or I want to have, like, you know, extravagant events. You know, my kid got to have $1,000 birthday party, or, you know, I got to be pushing the Benz, and like I got to have the latest iPhone. I got to have the 15 plus Pro Max extra big. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be dripped down. I gotta have four chains on. I gotta have the latest everything. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of our lifestyle has become about materialism versus just actually trying to live a modest life. And to be frank, most people are never gonna make it out of the tax bracket that they're probably born into. That's just being realistic. And I think a lot of the issue with that is, a lot of women are thriving in their areas and their fields and their jobs and things like that. But I mean, it's a lot of shorties out here that want dudes making 200K, 250K. But it was a dude online doing street interviews, and these shorties was like, well, yeah, a dude got to be, you know, he got to make 600K. I said, boy, this lady just said 600K. What?
And then he asked her, what you doing? What you going to bring?
But not only that, you right, D, but not only that, the dudes that's making 600K ain't looking for the shorties this regular. You feel me? And if they is looking for the shorties this regular, you feel me? All that attitude, all that drama, all that hostility, all of that not cooking, not cleaning, not being feminine.
I've been listening, and I'm gonna cut you off again because it's just like, when you're speaking about women, you're speaking to the lower class of, just like you said, a man that makes 600K don't want a female. It's the regular female. It's not the regular female who's chasing. I mean, it is. I'll give you that. All the women are chasing the dudes with the bag. But I'm not speaking. It's like, why are we always speaking to the lower class of it?
I mean, let's talk about the upper echelon. Let's talk about the upper echelon of women then. How about it? Let's talk about the upper end of women then.
And still, to be frank, a lot of men, to be honest, a lot of women chase men with money, and it depends on what you want. You talked about the modest life, and I can understand, because I'm a person who I don't feel like I don't need a plane. I don't need all of that. You know, I want great things about life, and I do want to live a life, a luxury one day, if that's what God has planned for me. But I'm not seeking that out through a man. You know, we seeking that out through ourselves first, because it starts with you, right? Because don't know, 600K men want a shorty who ain't got nothing. But at the same time, how you said he don't want a regular woman, why is it not okay for the ones that are trying to live a luxury life, or that is what they aspire to have, to want a man, you know, that's not a regular guy? But women are not going to get married, in a sense, like,
I'm not saying that, bro. I'm not saying because we was talking about the economy. And I was talking about, okay, yeah, that's cool for the world economy, but let's talk about like family structure. And what I'm trying to prove a point to you is that dudes and women is looking for different things. You know what I'm saying? We look for different things in each other.
You just said a man who got a successful man is not looking for an average woman. That's what you just said.
I'm not saying average in the extent of like what the average shorty out here half naked walking around, bro. You know what I'm saying? The average shorty that you said what, Cal?
Don't say the average woman, just say the poor woman.
Nah, bro, because this rich woman walking around here half naked too, bro. Like,
really, hey, the average rich woman,
y'all never talk about how much it takes to really even for men to be liked without their money. A lot of these men don't have no personality, they don't have no morals, and so that's why they lead with their money, and that's why they get the women that they get. Let's be honest.
All right, so hit me up.
Gold digger.
With women acquiring more money for things, and even just spirit, it don't need to be about money. Spiritually growing, becoming a better woman. Men are less. It's fucked up to say, but it's like you asked me what I got or what do I bring to the table. I'm asking you, what do you bring to the table? Because I no longer need to be with a man just because I need him to take care of me. I want to like you. So at this point, if I gotta look past your money, I need to figure out what type of person you is. You can't leave with money, then what?
You're right.
A lot of relationships are happening because people literally don't need each other. A lot of women didn't even like their husband. A lot of these people that's been married. A lot of men didn't like their wife. They didn't want to, you know, they wasn't really in love at, you know, for majority of the time or what. Them yours on the plate. They wasn't in love. people do this stuff because they need it. But if I don't need you for what you can mostly or what you thought you could bring to the table, now I gotta look past it. And men don't know, men are not used to using their personality to be light. So they used to leading with their money, or that's all they got to bring to the table. And that's why they attract the type of women they attract.
You right, and dudes who lead with a gang of money is oftentimes the dudes who get finesse. And I'm gonna put it out there, Zion Williamson, the dudes who get bamboozled, like what's the dude that Brittany Renner was sleeping with? PJ Washington. You feel me? It's a lot of dudes who out there who lead with their wallet and they get finesse. You're 100% right.
Who is Brittany Renner? I keep hearing about this chick.
You ain't never heard of Brittany Renner?
No, what is
we'll talk about her on another show, bro. But dudes like that, you know what I'm saying, who are leading with their wallet and keep it, you're 100% right, they're getting finesse. 100% right. Dudes can't lead with money no more and think that they're gonna get a genuine woman. Bottom line. But what I'm saying to you is dudes and women is looking for different things.
Are we looking for different things or the same things? And that's why it's making it so hard.
Well, right now, we're looking for different things. You know what I'm saying? Because if we were looking for the same things in each other, shorty don't want no dude that's extra feminine. Bottom line.
When I say we looking for the same things, I'm talking about when it comes to, like, how you said, like, I'm just playing off the fact that you said, like, you know, men want women these days to bring something to the table too, right? They want... It's a certain type of figure of woman that is being wiped up in this day and age, and it's not always the traditional woman. I think that's what make it hard. Going back to what you said about these celebrities and these people that get idolized and stuff, and how they not always doing things, you know, the right way, whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a lot of men who do. They chasing the females that also got a bag. It's never been a more time to me where I've seen rappers and stuff be with females who are also very well, just as known as them. Might not be as rich as them, but they have a plan, they have money, they have motion, and stuff like that. So when you really look at it in that sense, it is the women bosses who are getting wiped up, just like it's the women bosses who are screaming that they don't need a man or whatever, you know, on both sides of the fence.
But you're looking at, and I want to move on after this because I probably took up too much time. But you're looking at outliers, but
no, I'm looking at real life, because every day I see, a lot of men cheat on their wife with the same woman that they say that they don't want their wife to be, and that's who they end up really falling in love with. Men cheat with the same people that they say they don't want their woman to be, and then. As a woman, when you see your man liking and loving these photos of the same thing they don't want you to be, flirting with the same thing that they don't want you to be, cheating on you behind your back, falling in love, exchanging I love yous, having sad babies with the same type of woman that they say they don't want you to be, at what point are women getting confused? Like, damn, what the fuck do I have to do? Excuse my French.
Well, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done with it, because I want to move on to the next topic, and I want to address some of this on the next show. But, If a dude is cheating on a woman, bro, with a shorty that is different than his woman, not like his woman, bro, I say this all the time, bro, and I think we done touched on this before. Just because a dude is stepping out on a shorty don't mean that he actually into the shorty that he's stepping out.
Yeah, but a lot of these men, they not just stepping out no more, is what I'm saying, Jordan. Like, these be full-fledged. We see it all the time, and I'm not just talking about the internet. People be
having, I mean, yeah, you, but what I'm saying to you is having side chicks or having people that you smashing outside of your relationship, at least from a male standpoint, doesn't mean that you care for that woman as much as you care for your wife.
It don't mean that you do, but in a lot of cases, these men are falling in love with these same women that they scolded their wife to not be like. You know what I'm saying? So when
I hear what you say,
even when you move on from a situation like that, let's say you leave that person alone, and I'm just speaking from a woman perspective as much as I can, being on here with three men. Let's say you move on from that, and you're like, okay, I deserve better. But now you kind of in your head, you might be messed up mentally. Like,
when I was giving this, you know, and what I was doing this, it wasn't getting me nowhere. It got me cheated on. And then you adapt and become that same type of sought after women. Because let's agree, it's a certain type of women that regardless of, like you said, men want to marry, it's a certain type of women that sought after these days. And that's why we got women getting the BBLs, the lip fillers, and everybody walking around here looking alike. And I ain't speaking for me, but I'm speaking for what
Wait.
I see.
Hold on, I thought women was doing it for them. I thought they wasn't doing it for me.
A lot of women are doing it for themselves, but in the situation, what we talking about, if you find out your man is doing XYZ and that's what you, and you know, that causes insecurity. That's just like if you find out your bitch, I'm sorry, I'm trying to stop cursing so much. If you find out your woman is cheating on you with a man who got more money than you, more stability than you, more cars than you, more.
Well, yeah, a woman, let me tell you.
It hurts your pride, and then you start trying to figure out, see, the difference is for a man, that's going to fuel him to go get it. For a woman, that might make her insecure, because those are different things. What we look for in men, those things that you can see as far as like how powerful he is, money, how he take care of his family, if they start messing with somebody better, that's different, because you could, as a man, you could boss yourself up to become that. But as a woman, if you chasing after somebody because they got a bigger butt, a better body, longer hair, they look like this, and that's what I'm figuring out, that dang, that you really like, you love, you picking over me, you spending with more time than me, I can become that, but it's not gonna be as good as if you become what I'm chasing after. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I want to touch on this on another show, because this is a decent topic but if, as far as dudes gonna put women in two categories, bro. They're gonna put women in two categories. Either I would just smash her and keep smashing her if she allowed me to keep smashing her, and if a kid come of it, then a kid come of it. And then it's women that dudes would actually consider taking serious, you know, for having a sustainable relationship. And because women can't discern that information, there is what causes a lot of drama.
Some can't discern, not because y'all can't.
No. Because women can't. Because a lot of women associate a man having sex with you frequently as a man liking you. Or a lot of women associate a man spending money on you as a man liking you.
So what
or
are you
even
supposed to measure it on? What do you measure it on?
Well, I would say that
who he marry and cheat on, that's how you.
No. I would say understanding how a man functions, understanding the qualities of a man that make him, that make him the man that wants to be with you, is the perfect combination to discern between the two. You feel me? And I'm gonna move on because we've been dragging this out. But I think this is definitely a good topic to touch on. I wish Kenyatta was here, because maybe she will understand, like, you know, and explain it and break it down better than me. But we got this wild ass listener letter in our chat.
Oh yeah,
super wild. Hold on a second, let me pull it up. Super wild. I mean, and y'all, whoever put this Ricky Smiley picture in the chat is hilarious, because that's not fucking Ricky Smiley. So the listener letter reads, "What's up, D-Stock Show? My name is Stephanie, and I'm married to the love of my life. We went to high school together, but separated when I went off to college. He ended up getting married, and I had a baby with someone else. To make a long story short, his wife ended up passing away, and we got together and got married. He has two daughters, 16 and 15, and I have a 14-year-old son. So one day I come home from work early and I heard noises coming from the basement. So of course I went downstairs to see what was going on. And one of his daughters was getting her cheeks clapped by my son." And it don't necessarily say that, but basically the son of the woman in this situation was taking one of the shorties to Pound Town, like how Sexy Red said. And basically, the mom was kind of shook up, so she went upstairs and started making noise. And she said, they did not see me, so I went upstairs and made some noise, letting them know I was in the house. Both of them came upstairs talking about, "Hey, mom," and I replied back to them as if I didn't see what I saw. D-Stark Show, I need your help telling my husband that my son has sex with his daughter. I am afraid he's going to put my son out if I tell him that. The question is, should I tell him or should I talk to both of the kids about them having sex first and make them tell him? Give me your input on this crazy situation. So basically, if the listeners didn't understand it, we got a multi-family household here. The woman has a son. The man has two daughters. Basically, the son was taking one of the daughters, the oldest one, to Pound Town in the basement. The mom comes home early. He hears them clapping cheeks. And, you know, now she got this debacle on her hands.
Shit, don't tell
me.
Hey, Cap, you want to start this back?
Listen, don't tell nobody. shit, she should have stopped them. And I wouldn't tell on them, though. No cap, I wouldn't tell them. I just tell them, like, look, right now, y'all brothers and sisters, nah, they gonna still be fucking, dog. Somebody gotta move out. Bingo. It's easy pussy, dog.
What? Extra easy. I'm talking about you ever be teching on easy mode?
Oh, my mama, boy.
Extra easy. I'm talking about you ever play Mario Kart on super easy without a cheat code?
You hear me?
You feel me?
Yeah, nah. Her son got to get put out, dog.
Why the boy got to go?
Because if it was me, boy, I promise I ain't fucking it. I'm fucking
it. But you know... You know what, crazy, bro? This probably happened more often than not.
Lord knows.
This probably happened more often than not, bro. And in my opinion, bro, I would definitely say something about it, but it's like they not related.
Wrap it up.
You feel me? How you gonna put coochie in the house with this young man and think he ain't finna try something?
You hear
me? Hey, Joe, would you tell your husband?
What I tell my husband? Shit. That escalated quickly. Very quickly.
JD, did you hear what you just said?
Yeah.
I'm just bruised.
Hey, it's cool, man. Look, I ain't even finna get triggered, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let it be what it is.
You know what?
But what I think, if the roles was reversed and I had you know what I'm saying, and if I had a daughter or a son, either way it goes, and they was messing with somebody that I got with, because you never know, bro, it could have been the daughter's idea. So we gotta stop saying that the son is the one to blame here, because he was only able to clap if she let him now.
But hold on, read a part of the letter how she found him.
She went downstairs. She heard what was going on.
She seen
my 16-year-old daughter on top of my 14-year-old son. You feel me?
Is she older too? Oh God!
She old, bro. So you feel like, come on now. If she was letting them clap, you feel me? How you gonna hold the son 100% accountable? Talking about kicking him out of the house.
He ain't got no. She ain't gonna have to fight the daddy though.
Yeah, you know
what? I ain't sitting there when you hit my mama.
What? Where in the key at, bro?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Not you hitting my mama, so I'm hitting your daughter.
Payback a bitch.
What? Now we going tit for tat.
Tit for tat, payback a bitch.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. I ain't finna lie to you. At that point, he gotta go. He say some wild shit like that. He gotta go.
He gotta go.
Nah, cause ain't no way, boy. That's like
that's shooting the words, though.
That's mad disrespectful, my guy. I ain't finna hold. Not finna cap. But I think the conversation is, I mean, the conversation is really kind of regular. Like, you know, cause think about it. They not related. You know what I'm saying? They not bloodline together. They like a intermarried family. So it's like, they not even cousins. You feel me? So it's like, well, shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? The reason I found your mama attractive is the same reason I found your daughter. You feel me? Like, come on, bro. But I think a boundary do need to be created, because if they finna be in the house together like that often, then it's like, problems. I mean, definitely need to let them know, like, yo, bro, y'all understand what could come of this.
Kev, you said a man gotta get some.
That's crazy.
He gotta get some condoms, or she gotta get some birth control. One.
That's crazy, bro.
Or the fucking ain't gonna stop.
They already did it once.
Nah,
they finna be sneaking to each other's room
while
the parents.
You are sneaking
against
me. If you let me touch
that. Just because just not and caught this, it, that mean they been doing it.
That what I'm yeah, saying, and this might not even be their first time. You Shorty said me? She was on top.
Do you? Oh, yeah, you right. Because a few times, you know, they let you. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. I gotta get off here, y'all.
Hey man, let's help this lady though. Hey, give your opinion right quick before you get off, Kev. Let's help this lady out. What's your opinion?
Nah, I'm done. Go ahead, y'all.
I think that she definitely needs to tell her husband or her dude or whatever, because if a kid come up, everybody gonna be looking stupid if he don't know. I'm saying, like, let's be honest. Let's say something, because we need to let them know, like, if y'all have a kid, boy, this shit getting serious. But
what would that kid be to him?
That'll be both of their step kid, bro. Like y'all step grandson, granddaughter
that's
type of deal.
Me up.
That'll be their grandkid, bro. That'll be both of their grandkids.
They both grandkids were step grandkids.
That's they both biological grandkids at that point.
Yeah. That's fucked up, dog.
So do he call her daddy or auntie?
Boy, you stupid. Uncle Dad.
Yeah, y'all on him.
Ain't not but for real, bro.
Y'all gotta give these people some advice. Y'all cracking.
I told her, like,
ain't no advice, bro. He gotta fight him.
Nah, bro.
He got to.
She need to tell her husband, bro, because he got the right to know that his little girl getting clapped, whether, you know what I'm saying.
He gotta fight him. He gotta fight for her. He got to.
What, but that don't make no sense, bro, because if she giving up the box, then it's
that's
like...
That's what I'm saying. Now, if he beat the daddy up, it's over with. He got to let it go. He the man of the house.
You don't.
He the man of the house. Shit going on where he say going.
You stupid. Hey, I'm just saying,
if the son beat up the daddy, do they get a divorce?
I mean...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, probably.
They have a baby, they gotta get a divorce.
Do they gotta get a divorce?
If they have a baby together, they gotta get a divorce.
I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. The shorty gonna look at that man differently if her son beat up her dude. 100%. It ain't no going back to regular after that, bro. So they probably is gonna separate.
She like, no, you ain't getting none of this tonight.
You feel me, bro? Like, come on now.
You let my son block your eye. Okay.
Over with.
Mm-mm. He tripped, yeah. Baby. He tripped.
Over with, man. But yeah, she need to tell that man for sure.
Yeah. On the serious note, I think
you
want to
know though, Jordan?
Hell yeah. What the fuck? What? What?
Is that what you want to know?
Cause imagine if that's the father coming home, hearing them cheek clapping noises from the basement. What? I better be the first to know. And y'all talking about
what that drive like home, Jordan? For work?
He said what?
What's that drive back home from work when she called you and be like, they was just fucking.
What?
How's that ride back home from work? Well, like, you drop everything you in the meeting and say, fuck it, I gotta get home.
No, I don't think it's that deep. But I'm definitely heated, bro. I'm definitely on one. I'm probably, I gotta listen to like smooth jazz or something.
But how you gonna say
anything else?
But Joe, how you gonna say he didn't go that deep?
You said what?
How you gonna say he didn't go that deep?
Boy, you funny here,
bro. Are you gonna file on him? What you gonna do?
Nah, bro, because apparently it's my daughter fucking her son.
I mean, Joy, what would you do though? Like you just gonna be like, excuse me, sir. Can we talk?
Excuse me, sir. Hey, Calvin, you stupid, bro. That man said, excuse me, sir, like he paying bills in that motherfucker, bro. Oh, man. Nah, but I would have to keep my composure as best as possible. And we got to get to the bottom of this, bro.
Nikki will put us on mute.
No,
Nikki will tie it up.
I'm here. I just yeah.
What would you do?
Man, I'm whooping
they give us some advice.
They getting. I know they sound too big for women now, but they need to first. They need to let their ass know, like, what the fuck? I mean, what the heck? Y'all is brother. It's too late. They already fucked. I don't know what to do. The brother and sister talk. They should have been did that.
Yeah, it's enough of that.
I don't know. You just gotta watch their ass because y'all finna get divorced because y'all kids like each other and ain't blood. You can't really do that.
Yeah. So you, I mean, if he was to love your, if he love your life, you gonna divorce him?
No, I don't think they need to get divorced. I don't think they need to get divorced because they it's creepy around.
The kids keep fucking.
Maybe one of the kids need to go live with the other parent for a while.
Ain't no point in getting divorced because the kids is gonna keep punching them.
They gonna Snapchat on Facebook.
The girls can't go live with that. They more the past, but I do feel like if it was my situation, I think her son needed his biological dad for a while. You know,
let's be real about it though.
It's my daughter's boyfriend. Come on now.
But what you're saying is basically
what kid though, because both of y'all kids did it, so it's like. How do you decide who's supposed to leave?
What you're saying is, you know who's smashing your daughter versus an outsider who you don't know is smashing your daughter. You know what I'm saying? You know where that nigga stay. Case anything come up.
The police knock on the door like, where's the baby father? Two doors down from the house.
Hey, come downstairs, boy.
Because that can get messy because they is like bro and sis and they doing it. But if they not finna be in a relationship, like what if she get a boyfriend and he get a girlfriend and they bringing people home? The next, you know, they fighting in the house because he smashed the sister last night but brought a girl over the next day. Like,
well, that need to be a book. That's real. I ain't gonna lie. We finna make this shit into a book or a movie or something. This shit good. I need to see all this shit play out.
I say for
some. And Nikki, you right. That is messy.
And y'all need to figure out what to do together. Ain't no right or wrong answer. To discuss and figure out how y'all need to move forward.
But Nikki, I do have a question. Could you really get mad by me somebody that's home?
If we have a sex and I like you, obviously I gotta like you to have sex. I'm be probably acting jealous, like, what? That's rude. I'm be like, that's disrespectful. You gonna bring a girl to our house? Cause then it's like y'all playing house. Then it's like y'all playing house cause y'all at home together and y'all screwing. So next,
how about
playing house? Next thing you know, you waking up in the morning, they catching the bus, she cooking breakfast. You wanna know why your son got pancakes and you don't?
I tell you this much though, like, you know what I'm saying, you can see you, but you still could hit and still have other shorties on the side.
That's some shit.
Damn, but it's deep. I'm saying
some in-house love.
The name of this show should be in-house pussy.
I came with y'all.
I came with him.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. I ain't finna lie to y'all, bro. Like, I would probably be triggered by that.
I ain't gonna lie. We gotta do another show on this one.
We need to follow up.
Hey, but yeah. For real talk though, Joy. Real talk. What do you do as a father? You come home. What do you do?
I mean, bro, you kind of gotta anticipate some shit like that gonna happen if you got different opposite sexes of kids in the house and they not related, man. Well, at some point they're gonna think about clap.
But listen. Is you gonna be like, come here, boy, or you gonna be like, excuse me, sir? Like, which one are you gonna be like?
What the fuck I look like calling somebody sir in my damn house?
They play too much. Be for real out here.
My real talk though, like, you gotta fight him. Like, there's no if you have to fight him. For your daughter,
violence sake. Not finna solve the shit, because what if you fight him and then boom, now she giving us a pussy because her daddy beat him up.
And that's what I'm saying. Oh, she giving it to him. Oh, so sad pussy.
Now she's sorry. Not
you feel me? So ain't no point of beating a man up.
So what do you
beat him up. Now he finna go clap your daughter because you beat him up. Like, come on, that's a never ending cycle.
I'm gonna hit your door like you hit me.
So what would you say though? Like that's some shit that you just gotta drink a whole fifth through before you even try to like understand what's going on.
Man, listen.
Hey, listen. I don't feel. I'm saying, and we having fun. And this is our opinion, but my opinion is, tell your husband. Damn. I don't see it stopping though. That's my thing. I don't see it stopping.
Nah, it's over with for the stopping.
So
somebody gotta move out.
But do that really stop it?
No, it'll stop the thought in the parents' head.
I mean, if somebody moved far enough away, then it will stop it. Hang on, I take
for a little time on.
But I mean, like I said, but you know who clapping your daughter and you know who sleeping with your son. <'Cause
you know.
laughs> That's your shit.
At least you know.
Mm-hmm. You gotta know what's going on. That's a joke, boy. I'm sorry.
Mm. Hey, man, boy, we've been on hour and a half.
Yeah, we gotta get off here.
Hey, somebody close this up, man.
Hey, whatever you do, if you're gonna tell your husband, sit him down first. Make sure you're standing up.
Right back here.
With that thing.
Are you sitting down right now?
Man.
On a serious note, hey, put that thing on him, and then he'll understand how your son was feeling.
Boy, you stupid.
Yeah, I'm off. Oh, yeah. I'm off here. Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, this has been another
episode. Hey, this has been another episode of these Talks.
Y'all some fools. I'm off it. I don't
know, y'all.
We out.
Well, dude.